Oh, we have an exciting show. They always say that in the beginning of their program, so we might as well do. Oh, boy, do we have an exciting program today, folks.
This factor of excitement has a compensation in terms of personal satisfaction or psychic income that far exceeds opportunities that are available in other forms of enterprise.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm glad you mentioned it. What was he talking about? Well, anyhow, we'll pay our psychic income tax, but let's hear it first of all for Frank Derone. Huh? What do you say? Boy, sounds just like downtown here. All right, well, that'll do. Frank Derone is going to sing for us.
Poor little Mary.
Oh, she can sing later on.
Little blue zets, don't you cry, don't you fret. You can bet one lucky day you'll awaken and your blues will be forsaken. One lucky day lovely love will come your way. Long as there's love in your heart to share, dear blue zets, don't despair. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find someone to be true to. Two lovely arms he can nestle in and stay. Get set, Bluesette, true love is coming. Your troubled heart soon will be humming. Do 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 do. Don't you be a mourner. Have you heard the news yet? Our love is round the corner. Goody good times are coming, blues. As long as there's love in your heart to share, dear bluesettes, don't despair. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find a someone to be true to. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. One magic day.
Frank Derone there. He's a good singer. And Bluesette. He's the favorite singer of a dear friend of mine. So we thought we'd play a little Bluesette. Besides, it's a good opening song. Oh, it's a happy day. We've got many things to do today, as you may well imagine. If we didn't, we'd have a problem for the next 4 hours. I'll tell you, Charlie.
Me and my Winstons. Winstons, we got a real good thing, a real good taste. Yeah, me and my Winstons, me and my Winstons, we got a real good thing. My taste and I agree unanimously. It's just gotta be my Winstons and me, my Winstons and me. Me and my Winstons, we got a real good thing.
Wouldn't you like to feel this way about your cigarette? Change to Winston.
Yeah, me and my Winstons, we got a real good thing. Cause my Winstons taste good like a cigarette should.
Oh, are they over? Is that all? You don't want to add anything void where prohibited or anything, I guess. No. Whoops, you got to be careful. It may well be. It's 10:30 past 9 o'clock if you're just rousing out and facing the new day. And this is the golden hour of the classics here, transcribed.
I'm saying howdy to you.
Oh, well, hi there, Marshal. How's everything over at the Marshal's office?
Care to step into the Strangled Eagle Saloon and talk things over, Cordic?
Well, I'm rather busy at the... Hold it, Marshal. There's no need to draw that gun on me. I'm not armed.
I'm afraid I'll have to take you in, boy.
Then I'm afraid you'll have to use that gun, Marshal.
I was hoping you'd come peaceful-like.
I figured that that's what you was hoping.
I knew you figured that that's what I was hoping.
I calculated you knew I figured that that's what you was hoping.
How could you calculate that I knew that you figured that that's what I was hoping?
Clairvoyant.
Him.
Him.
He's been shooting off his mouth again, huh?
That ain't all. Well, Mrs. Voyant told me he killed a fifth last night and then flew the coop.
Which coop?
The chicken coop. Huh. I seen him building wings on it last week.
How far did he fly this here coop?
Oh, about 3-4 miles. Got as far as the county seat when ice formed on the wings and he had to set her down.
So he set her down on the county seat.
Probably sitting on that seat right now.
All right, Cordig. Thanks for the tip.
It's all right.
That's only a quarter.
Well, that's the best I got.
All right, I better take off after him right now.
Good idea, Marshal. Contact.
Contact. Bye-bye, Cordig.
Okay. Now we got rid of the marshal, I think we can turn our thoughts to Quentin's theme. This is the weirdest orchestra. Wait, stop the music there. This is a popular record. Have you heard this? This is by the Charles Randolph Green Sound. Never heard of him. Yeah. Oh, well. It's Quentin's theme from the TV series Dark Shadows. Okay. There's nothing wrong with your radio. There's something wrong with the guy running it, though. That's beside the point. Rather pretty, as they say in their condescending way. That's Quentin's theme, and it's 14 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock on the carefully rehearsed Cordick and
what
Company
time is it
program.
When the hands of the clock are both at the top.
Can I think about that for a while? You and your hard questions.
Of the 91 homes in Saginaw, Michigan, we have had not one complaint about mixed neighborhoods, and we think this is important.
That's Austin J. Muller, president of the Saginaw Board of Realtors. He's talking about the Make America Better program of the National Association of Real Estate Boards to purchase and renovate real estate to make newer, better homes for underprivileged renters.
Renters have had a new chance, but you should get with the program and spread some sunshine in your area.
I'm Perry Marshall, and every morning on my show, you'll get the latest traffic information on AirWatch 1250, and only on WTAE.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the, what's the new slogan? Oh, there's a new slogan. Oh, the Pittsburgh Sound, yes, of Radio 1250, your station for slogans. All right?
Hello, folks. This is Merlin T. Cooney here at the keyboard talking to you. If you happen to be in Tel Aviv this summer on your vacation, be sure to catch my show every day on Radio Tel Aviv right after the ball game. All your favorite songs and complete last-minute scores. Be seeing you.
Okay, Merlin, thank you for stopping by here on Radio 1250. These are the Ray Conniff singers transcribing a song. The Ray Conniff singers and what the world needs now, etc., etc. That's nice. Ray, you must come back. We'll have to talk Ray Conniff into coming back again another day to do that for us or whatever.
Oh, no, not if he listens to your baloney.
No, you don't?
And I'll clue you. Where? You ain't getting nowhere. Nowhere, you get me?
Well, honey, that's been true for a long time. So I'm not about to get uptight about that. Oh, it's Sunday morning and it's the 29th and... Hi there, if the radio just went off, turn the radio off. It's much too early to be up on Sunday. You're not going to miss anything. Well, you may miss the Court of Cash Call, which is coming up right after our next tune. And then you may miss this exciting news, too, about monthly dividend checks. Oh, yes, yes. I said monthly dividend checks. Let's hear it for monthly dividend checks, huh? What do you say? Thank you very much. Now, all right. Okay, all right, please, please. Listen to the rest of it. They are now available on 5.25% savings certificates, $5,000 or more, at Century Federal Savings and Loan Association of Pittsburgh. Also available at Century are 5.25% savings certificates with earnings paid quarterly. How does that grab you? Or quarterly compounded. For the best arrangement for your savings, inquire Century Federal Savings. Remember, that's Century Federal Savings and Loan Association of Pittsburgh, East Liberty, Sliberty, Hampton Township, Fox Chapel, and Shadyside. All right? Inquire Century Federal. That's kind of nice. Inquire. You should see it here. Wait, I'll hold it up the microphone. They spell it E-N-Q-U-I-R-E. That's that old English, right? Inquire Century Federal Savings. Thank you.
This is Perry Marshall, and I'd like to tell you about a special feature of my show every morning on WTAE. It goes something like this.
The best routes to work every morning and complete information about all traffic tie-ups on your way to work. Pete Wagman reporting. Airwatch 1250 clear.
Remember, every morning on the Perry Marshall Show, helicopter traffic reports from Airwatch 1250. Only on WTAE.
So, how about Herb Alpert's new record while I run over and get the telephone arranged and get all set for the Sunday Cordy cash call? Coming up right after Herbie here, without her. Herbie's turned into a singer.
I spend the night in the chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes, and then I wake up, wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her.
Herbie Alpert, and would you say the Tijuana Brass was on that? No, they didn't on the label. I guess that's just plain Herb. That's nice there, without her. So, okay, you ready? It's 25 minutes past the hour. Let's have a little thematic. Ever popular theme means it's time for another exciting Cordic cash call, the feature so many of you look forward to every Sunday morning. Now, I pick a number at random from our Cordic cash call list, make the call, and if I guess the amount of money on the person's person, I get to keep it. Now, today's contestant, I believe, on the line is Mrs. Lytton Creech of McKnight Village in the North Hills. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this the residence of...
Hello?
Hello. Is this the residence of Mrs. Lytton?
Who is this? Santa Claus?
No, little honey. This is Reege Cordic from station WTAE with the Cordic Cash Call. Is your mother at home?
Is your mother at home? Yes. Hello?
Hello? Is your mother there?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Where's your mother?
No. Where's your mother, little honey?
What?
Where's your mother?
She's making jello.
Uh-huh. Would you put your mother on the phone, honey?
She's not at home. What, are you Santa Claus?
No. Listen, kid, look, I'm losing my patience. We're on the air.
My mama is not here.
Well, then...
Want to come over and play Dolly?
No, thank you very much, little honey. And I'm sorry we have a real loser on the line today.
Hello.
Goodbye, little honey. Son or daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Lytton Creech of McKnight Village in the North Hills.
WTAE, Pittsburgh
12-5. All right. So we'll make a quarter cash call some other day. How'd we get that number, huh? I want a thorough investigation. And Teicher or some guy with 20 fingers. Either way, this is Kordick and Company, and by George, we're going to duck out of the way for the news headlines for the next 3 minutes or thereabouts. Then we shall return, and I hope we don't have to twist your arm to assure that you will, too.
Oh, please. You're hurting my arm.
I'm trying to. Come on. You're coming back?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Only please let go of my arm.
No, not until the headlines are over. Fix you. Try to duck out.
This is the Blue Network.